This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Today is All Souls Day. It's a day in the Catholic Church where people pray for dead family and friends and ask the saints to give them peace. In New Orleans, it's a celebration, and in past years, hundreds of families would go to the city's famous above-ground cemeteries. This year, we sent Eve Tro to a few of these cities of the dead to see how the tradition is holding up.
New Orleans cemeteries are cheerful places on All Saints and All Souls Day. St. Louis Cemetery No. 1 is the oldest in the city, built in 1789. It lies just outside the French Quarter, so it also gets the most tourists. The people cleaning up these tombs are mainly cemetery groupies of sorts, tour guides or historians, and some have seen mischievous offerings. Betty Baggart with the group Save Our Cemeteries was puzzled at first by a gray plastic pouch at the base of a tomb.
This is an offering that someone made. Instead of flowers, they gave a dinner type of thing that the Red Cross gave, rice, oriental style.
St. Rock Cemetery sits in a lesser-known part of the city, the 8th Ward. It got 7 feet of floodwater. Workers hauled 2 tons of debris out of the cemetery to get it ready for All Saints Day visitors.
It's coming off.
Christian Padeo has come to scrub at the brown water stain on his family tomb. The tomb belongs to the family of his wife, Ann Silcio.
This is my mother, Olivia Silcio,
my
father.
Made this.
And his father made the tomb.
My father came from the old country, an Italian named Pete DePaul. He gave me the granite, and my daddy cut it and polished it.
Padeo remembers before the hurricane, when there were crowds and fresh chrysanthemums on almost every tomb. Today, only a dozen or so families have come to visit, and the flower shops aren't even open. Padeo takes time to wash away dirt from the tomb next to his.
We can get help this person right here while we're here. Maybe I can give a little wash down on this one. Because I don't see anybody here doing anything.
St. Rock Cemetery is named for a saint who healed plague victims in the Middle Ages. The graves date to the 1850s, when a local priest prayed to St. Rock to save his congregation from yellow fever. Today, Deacon Uriel Durr prays for people from his church who lost their homes in the hurricane. He strolls between the marble fortresses of the cemetery in a white robe, chatting with families and blessing tombs. He didn't expect to see anyone.
I thought it was going to be really sports because, you know, there's nobody in the neighborhood, but a lot of people came from different areas of the state to come down here and just to pay respect to their loved ones.
Anna Ross Twitchell couldn't make it to the city for All Saints Day, though. She's a 13th generation New Orleanian whose family came from Haiti in the 1700s. She's been living in Georgia since Hurricane Katrina hit, and she couldn't afford a plane ticket back. Twitchell usually throws a party at her family tomb in St. Louis Cemetery No. 2.
We catch up on how you doing, and we share gumbo at the tomb, and, well, this is the first time in my life that I have not been to a tomb of a family member on All Saints Day. It's like not having Christmas. Really a peculiar feeling.
The tombs here are built just like the houses, with brick and plaster and iron decoration. New Orleanians find comfort in their cemeteries. They call them cities of the dead.
I think on a bigger level, these cemeteries reflect the city of New Orleans in every single way. You know, social history, geological, geographical, racial, just every aspect of its history.
Cemetery scholar Rob Florence says they feel like the city too, diverse and culturally complex.
People that you see in the cemetery are definitely grieving, and not necessarily individuals, they're grieving the city.
Those who've come to the cemeteries to celebrate are not only praying for the dead, but for the rebirth of their communities. For NPR News, I'm Eve Tro in New Orleans.